his hand. Now he sells insurance on the side. Rita's got a house to keep. Bryce Dimestone novels of a love so sweet. Dance to the radio late at night. Well, they sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Well, it's closing time. Love's on sale tonight. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. Really made the walrus counter shine. Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. They wore sea eyes of the five and dime. They wore sea eyes of the five and dime. They will see eyes of the five and dime.
Thanks very much for listening, everybody.
This is Jam Live, and you've been listening to singer-songwriter Shannon O'Donovan from British Columbia. Now, get ready for our next featured artist, Logan McKillop. Originally from the stunning Riding Mountain National Park in Manitoba, Canada, Logan now calls Haines Junction, Yukon, home. As a modern-day traveling troubadour, Logan has embarked on extraordinary journeys, exploring the jungles of Cambodia, the rainforests of Peru, the highlands of Scotland, and the rugged tundra of Baffin Island. These experiences have greatly influenced Logan's diverse range of music, which seamlessly blends raw folk, smooth jazz, energy-fueled bluegrass, and lonesome country. Logan's heartfelt storytelling captivates audiences of all ages and occasions, whether it be a whiskey-soaked Saturday night or a tranquil Sunday afternoon. Logan McKillop is accompanied by his father, Cam McKillop, on guitar and vocals, Elsa B. Kloppers on the fiddle, and a special guest vocalist, Dana Jenijohn, as they enchant the stage with their performance at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon, in June of 2023.
How's everybody doing? All right. We've been looking forward to this for months, so thank you all for being here. It's true, this is my dad, Cam. He did teach me everything I know on this old geek box, and really nice to be here with Elsie too. This first song is a tune I wrote for my grandfather. Someone once asked me, if you had a time machine, what would you do with it? Would you go back in time, or would you go in the future? And for me, that is a very easy question to answer. I would go back to hot Saskatchewan summers, and I'd be fishing with my grandpa, and playing cards afterwards. So this one's called If I Had a Time Machine. If I had a time machine, we'd be playing cards. 2,500 hold more heart. You'd be telling tales about the dust hard to be living this way. Oh, and on those nights, man, time stood still. I cherish those moments, and I always will. The years go fast, and time sure flies. Nothing's here to last, you've gotta hold on before it passes you by. Change a thing, I'd leave the past behind me, see what tomorrow brings, and focus on the present and trust my memory. 'Cause where I am right now is where I'm meant to be. But the days and nights when time stood still, I cherish those moments and I always will. The years go fast and time sure flies. Nothing's here to last, you've got to hold on before it passes you by. You've got to hold on before it passes you by. You've got to hold on before it passes you by.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody. So this song here is called I Love My Senra Ride. And I wrote this, it's the first love song I ever wrote. It's a love song I wrote for my first car. And my first car was arguably the biggest piece of shit you've ever seen on four wheels. It was a 1994 Nissan Sentra. That the T had fallen off the back, so it was known as the Senra. And I bought this car for $100 and a boat motor trade. That was actually my dad's boat motor. And here he is in Whitehorse a couple days ago, boat motor shopping. So I don't know if you got another automobile on the line there, Dad.
Oh, I have a boat in a Nuvik, and now I have a motor for it. So fishing in the Delta is on the list for this summer.
This one's called I Love My Senra Ride.
Well, I bought this car for a boat mode, ran $100 or so. That's quite the deal, some call it a steal, it's a bargain that I know. And in the 5 years that I've owned this car, driving from town to town, I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of faces, and she's never let me down. Well, she's born to rust and she loves her dust on the old 262. That's the path you take after the bar, avoiding the boys in blue. She's got a mean growl, you can hear her howl, ripping her down the road. She's seen the ditch a couple of times, you know she's never been towed, but she's built to roll on. You know some things never die. Like an old country song, I love my Senra ride. Well, this one time there was a friend of mine who had a big fat red Passat. Well, he got stuck, he was shit out of luck. I said, here, I'll give it a shot. So I tied that rope around my hitch, pulled out that son of a... Give me a call if you ever hit the ditch. Well, she's a bit bumpy and her struts are funky. Suspension's almost toast. She's slow to pass, but good on gas, and that's what matters most. And her seats are tattered and the windshield's shattered, and she stinks like cigarettes. But if luxury's what you're banking on, Lord, I wouldn't place any bets. But she's built to roll on.
Thanks.
This is a song about two letters that were sent from Winnipeg to Whitehorse and Whitehorse back to Winnipeg. The song's called Letters. Song. With bees, wings, and things as fine. One day you hold them, the next they're gone. 2020, a hell of a year. 2,000 ways to wish that you were here. I'm gonna pass things over to my dad, Cam, to play a song that he wrote.
Thanks, Logan. I was doing some traveling and thinking about the events of the spring of 1885, the Northwest Rebellion at Batoche, Saskatchewan, which some people may have heard of. I wrote this song from the point of view of a settler, a young man from Ontario who was looking for excitement and signed up to go west in the spring of 85 with the Expeditionary Force to put down the resistance of the time. So that's the origins of these tunes, and so I'd like to send it out to all of those who in our country who are grappling with this idea of past wrongs done in our history and trying to find ways moving forward to reconcile with some of the harms that have been made and done. And with the greatest respect, I dedicate it to the people of Batoche, Saskatchewan, and with great gratitude to John Arcand. This is called John McKinnon and the Gatling Gun. My name is John McKinnon, and there's a lot I didn't know. When I reached my 16th year in West Ontario, I'd grown tired of farming, like young men sometimes do. So I signed with General Middleton, we had a job to do. I thought they'd never let me join because my years were few, but the outfit needed teamsters and I passed for 22. I worked for Mr. Turner, the supply train overseer, 16 wagons laden low with bullets, guns and gear. If I crossing, the mudflats were so wide, Turner said it's much too soft to reach the other side. And when the Shaganapi broke, we lost his favorite mare, but the general wouldn't stop, we had to leave her sinking there. At a place called Turon's Coulee, we were ambushed in the rain. 2 weeks later, further north, we made to fight again. Like any other battlefield, it's a case of do or die. But when those bullets hit the church, I had to question why. If I knew then what I know shadow of the valley, huddled in the trees, women, kids, and elders, and a few boys just like me. We were all confused and frightened, pawns in a bigger game. A way of life was sacrificed for rights that never came. We came to this country from places far and wide, with dreams of true equality and working side by side. Forsaken by our leaders, they'll conquer, they'll divide. It seemed a hollow victory as we prepared to ride. If I know now. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the music of Shannon O'Donovan and Logan McKillop. Before we wrap things up, we just want to express our heartfelt gratitude to the awesome Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for organizing this incredible festival and for their continuous support of Jam Live. The script for this episode was edited by Charlie Morgan, our producer is Dieter Gade, and I am R.P. Singh. On behalf of the Jam Live team, I want to thank you for listening and supporting Jam Live. To continue enjoying the music of this radio series, visit junctionjam.ca, click on the Jam Live tab, or dial into the numerous community and campus radio stations across Canada and Southeast Alaska who broadcast our show. We can't wait to have you join us again next time. Take care and see you real soon.